In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back to a You Up Sunday special SOS episode. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. So good to be back here with you, Jordana. We love an SOS. The audience has been clamoring for more. They yes. love it. And we are very excited to be joined by You Up listener, Alicia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome.
We're very happy you're on the show. Thank you for coming on. Where are you coming from, Alicia?
Don't make fun of me, but I'm from Staten Island, New York.
No making fun. We love taking a ferry.
I don't believe you at all, but thank you.
It's a public bus on the water.
If it's good enough for Kim Kardashian to
That's
go
right.
on a date with Pete Davidson too, it's good enough for me.
That's right. So you're coming to us from Staten Island, from the islands of Staten.
Yes, not in Italy, but I'm not Italian.
Okay. So we have an email from you. This episode, what we do is we hear your problems and we try to give some perspective. How old are you and what do you do?
I'm 28 years old. I'm a bartender in Hoboken, New Jersey, and I'm also a flight attendant.
Love it. Love it. Awesome. Hoboken bar scene. People get wild there.
Yeah, I've worked there for like 7 years. I love it. I don't want to stop working at my bar ever.
That's great.
Alicia, what's the most annoying thing as a flight attendant that a passenger can do for someone? This is for someone who right. flies quite frequently. I think it would be an interesting
Yeah, I would love to know if I'm doing the thing that's annoying you most.
You probably are. The only thing that really annoys me is when people ring their call light to hand me garbage.
Call light for garbage.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. That sounds... It's a good one.
Right. And you guys, you know, the flight attendants come around enough.
Yeah, we're always around. Yeah. And like, I'm not going to just grab it with my bare hands if I don't have my gloves on and, you know.
Right. I would assume the call light is for, hey, a drink would be great or I have an issue or other things.
Yeah. Just don't hand me garbage. It's just very, I don't know.
Yeah. I always feel like the flight attendants are kind of mad whenever you hit the light, no matter what.
Is the light for emergencies?
Tell us.
No. So I work with a lot of flight attendants. I think since I was a bartender for so long that I'm prepared for this.
Yeah.
They act like it's the hardest job in the world and they're annoyed by anything, some of them. It's really not that serious. So it's a two-way problem. Some of them right. are a problem and some customers are also a problem.
Right. I guess this is people suck territory. Then
yeah,
you're
yeah.
never going to get away
from it. It's such an easy job. If you're a miserable flight attendant, you have to like look within yourself because it's such an easy, great job.
I didn't see this coming.
I love that. Jared, you right. should use that on someone who seems like they're in a bad mood. If you're,
right.
If you're in a bad mood, it's because you're miserable.
Right.
Not me.
Right. That's I'm going to bring this attitude into the skies with me. Yeah.
You're going to see a news report of a man dragged off a Delta Airlines.
I just told them they have an easy job. I don't, to the Delta flight attendants, I don't think the job's easy. That was Alicia's words, clapping back at the industry.
I
well,
love
maybe
it.
You guys should fly my airline one day. Maybe I'll tell you when my camera's not rolling what airline it is.
Afterwards, I will need to know. Yes,
we all need to know. So Alicia, let's get into your issue. What's going on? Talk to us. What's happening?
Okay, this is, I don't know, this is very confusing for me. And I feel like you guys have heard it all. So maybe you see something that I am missing. Mm. So when I first became a flight attendant, I wasn't able to work at the New York airports. They made me work out of Philadelphia for 3 months.
And it's like the hazing? I'm just kidding.
It's just they didn't need people in New York. Yeah. They just, you know, so it took me 3 months to transfer to New York, basically.
Okay.
So I was living in Philly for 3 months and I had never been like a dating app person because I guess I was always meeting people at my bar. And I was always like paranoid about like seeing someone at my bar from a dating app. I don't know. I just never was into them.
Okay.
So when I was in Philly, it's like, I don't know anyone here. It was like the perfect opportunity for me to finally like go on one. So I downloaded Hinge while I was living in Philadelphia and I matched with this guy and we probably hung out like 3 or 4 times while I was like living in Philly.
What were the hangouts?
So I'm like a diehard NBA basketball fan, and so is he. So most of the time, we would just be like going out to watch a game together.
So first date was, let's go watch a game.
Yeah, like he's a diehard LeBron fan. I'm a Steph Curry fan. Lakers Warriors was like the first time we hung out.
Okay.
So we went, we watched a basketball game, stuff like that. Okay, so like the first three times we hung out, and all like three or four times we didn't kiss, we didn't do anything. It was like very like friends, you know what I mean?
Okay. Did you feel attracted to him?
Oh, he's so hot. He's so hot.
So you were like
Yeah,
hoping for a
100%.
kiss.
I think like in the beginning, you like don't really know what to expect. And I think after it didn't happen a few times, I was kind of like, maybe we're just friends, and like that's fine too, you know? So I told him I was transferring to New York. So then maybe after like a few months, so then I transferred to New York. And then I think we hung out three times after I transferred to New York.
So it was three in
And
Philly, and now with no kiss, and now you've hung out an additional three times since coming to New York.
yes, and then three times in New York, those times we actually made out and like slept in the same bed.
Okay. How did those dates come together, if you don't mind me asking? Like, did he come here? Did you go there? How did the dynamic work with that?
So the first time I saw him after I left was I had a layover in Philly for
Okay.
my job. So he met me at my hotel when I landed, and we like watched the basketball game, of course, and then that was the first time we ever actually like made out.
Okay.
Then the next time I saw him after that, I drove to Philly. We went to his house and I watched, it's always basketball related. Like we watched an NBA Finals game together. And that time we also made out.
But no sex.
Never, yeah, like
Okay.
no, it's still out of question. So then the most recent
But
time we
hold
saw.
on, I'm sorry. I don't mean to, pry a little bit more, but like out of the question, like you drove to him, you're sleeping in the bed, you're making out. Did it just
Just because it
nobody
hasn't
took
been
it
our
to
vibe. Yeah,
okay.
like it just hasn't been our vibe.
It's interesting that like, because I feel like a makeout is like pretty sexual. Like not like, obviously it's not sex, but I think it's like it breaks the friendship barrier and makes things feel like less friendly.
Right. I'm with you. It doesn't feel like friendship at this point, but you do wonder. I guess there is, roles are taking in the physical relationship where if everyone's holding the door open for the other person to go through and no one makes a move, no, you first, no, you first, no, you first, it can get to the point of like, I guess we aren't a match that way. Is that kind of, or was it just, I'm happy to make out. It felt like it felt right.
So let me finish telling you the story
Please,
because
okay.
I guess
Sorry.
I never really cared really either way. It's like I could take it or leave it, like if we're friends or
You're just having
not. Like,
fun.
yeah, like it's so unrealistic for us to even be together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like not that serious. But then a few things happened. So we made out those few times, whatever. And then since those few times, the last time I saw him, I drove to Philly to go to a Sixers game with him, the Sixers Warriors game.
So
So
much
there's a
sports.
lot of sports.
Yeah, a
I
lot of
mean,
sports.
hold on. So give me the timeline, or give us the timeline. So when was the Sixers? Today is March 15th. When was that game?
This game, I want to say it was in December.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in December because Steph Curry was hurt.
Okay.
So it was like I think right before Christmas, I would say. So we went to the game, and this was my first time seeing him since like the last few times that we had actually made out and stuff.
And that was in the finals, and that would be June.
Yeah, I might have seen him one more time in between.
Okay. How much texting is going on between you between these things?
So we talk almost every day, but like not real conversations. Like we DM each other on Instagram, like sports stuff, almost every single day. And then we'll actually like text and have like an actual conversation, maybe like once a week.
Okay.
Okay.
So, what was I saying? Okay, so we went to the Sixers game together. And then I'm in my head, I was like, I'm just gonna hug him because like I don't want to deal with the whole like, is he gonna kiss me? Awkwardness, like whatever, whatever. So after the game was over, like he walked me to my car and I was like, oh, like thanks for like I don't know, coming to the game with me, whatever. And then I just hugged him. And then I went home. Then, okay, this is what's weird. So then there's two weird things that are about to happen. Okay.
And this was one. This last day, last time you've seen him was one.
In December.
December, okay.
Yeah, so then like 2 days after the Sixers game, this is so weird. He's going to hate that I'm saying this. He texted me asking, like, I guess he saw that we had a mutual, like, person. Or he saw that I follow someone that he follows on Instagram, right?
Okay.
So he's a photographer, and I guess he photographed their wedding. And he texted me saying, I know this is weird, but I was working this wedding, and one of the bridesmaids I thought was cute. Can you see if she's, like, tagged in, like, any of the Instagram pictures? Because he couldn't see the profile, but I could.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
So once I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, we're definitely friends. Like, I've been overthinking this. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Whatever.
Well, that's the message that right. to me would imply was he's letting you know.
A message is being sent.
Yes, to me.
Okay. Yeah. So I was like, okay. So like that makes like, okay, I can stop wondering about this, like whatever. And I tried to look for him. Like, she wasn't tagged. I was like, sorry, I can't find anything, whatever. And we just keep talking like as like we don't normally do, right?
Right.
Okay. So now what happened most recently had me the most confused is I had already decided that, okay, he looks at me as a friend. But now he texted me like, I think last Saturday or the Saturday before, saying that his family has a timeshare in the Bahamas and he wants to go next month for his birthday and he wants me to go with him.
Hmm. Okay.
So now I'm just so confused. I'm like, wait, are we friends? Are we going as friends? Like, what's the vibe?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
To you is what do you want from this? Like, do you want to be more than friends? Or cause it feels like you're like waiting for him to tell you what you are, but I'm not really sure if you're interested in that either.
I don't know. Like, I think he's hot. Like, I would hook up with him, but like, I wouldn't date him because he lives in Philadelphia.
Okay. So you're cool with like having with what you're doing. You like what you're doing.
Yeah. I like what we're doing either way. I just want to know, like, if I go to the, like, should I even go to the Bahamas with him? And if I do, are we going with a friend vibe to Bahamas? Are we going like him thinking it's going to be more? You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm.
I hear you. I think, okay, so there's a couple of things that I just want to feel. I'm going to go back to the metaphor of two people holding the door for each other.
Yeah.
Saying,
no, it makes sense
you go first, you go first. Right. Because I think when he asks you about the other tagged friend, it sounds like more of a challenge than a message. Like, it feels like you both want the other person to just be like, tell the other person what this is a little bit. Like, yeah, he asked you about another woman, but like, that's a little bit, that can also be a certain type of flirt. That's a certain type of, you know, I'm still a guy. I'm trying to hook up still. Hey, look at me. I'm in that game. You know, it can be, it could have been that too.
Are you saying he's saying that to see if she's like,
well, why would you be asking about her?
Like almost as a way to advance the relationship potentially is to see if she cares.
Yeah, I think to change the conversation a little bit. Like sometimes when it's all basketball, 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 Steph Curry, LeBron, you go, how do we get out of this fucking NBA chat? You know, like I gotta do something to shake this up.
Yeah, I can't be waiting for the next NBA finals.
Right.
I don't know when that is.
I made that joke with him during the off season. I'm like, we have nothing to talk about. I'll see you when the season starts.
And what did he say to that?
No, we're just joking. Like,
there's got to be someone here. It feels like, what does he do for a living?
He's a photographer.
He's a photographer and he also owns a coffee shop.
How old is he?
He'll be 31 next month.
It just feels like everyone's in a rush to go nowhere. Like there's like, you don't seem, time doesn't seem to be an issue for anyone involved.
Can I ask?
Like you're driving from Staten Island to Philly. That's a commitment. Like I don't know if I'm going for just basketball.
Yeah. But I've only done it twice.
Even once.
Yeah. I guess.
Didn't you have a moment where you go, I could be spending that time with people or extending relationships in other ways?
But I have so much fun with him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I knew, like, it's worth the drive because I'm going to have fun no matter what.
So why not? Yeah.
I don't even know if he likes me.
Whoa, that's what hold I'm saying. On.
The best way to find out is to say, I think when this question of this trip to me is a great opener. And what did you say, by the way? Because you said he asked you last Saturday. So did you answer him?
No, I did. Still waiting
for that response to the Bahamas trip.
I told him I'll let you know around the 20th because that's when I get my work schedule for April.
Okay. So this is great. I think what you say is I have a great time hanging out with you. I'm a little confused as to what this is. I really like hanging out with you. I'd be open because it sounds like to me you'd be open to giving this a shot and seeing and like trying to date. It sounds like you don't really want to say that, but to me, that's kind of what you want. And then like his response to that will tell you, will give you a lot of information about what you need to know.
I guess I really just don't. I don't know. I guess like in my heart, I feel like he doesn't see me that way. But then I also think I make it awkward sometimes. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's always going to be awkward. I don't think you're making it awkward. I think you're both making it awkward because you're both not saying how you feel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Is the possibility of him asking me to go to Bahamas with him like really just as friends? Is that like a...
Seems unlikely.
Do you think that's a possibility?
It doesn't seem like a possibility, but it does seem like... I mean, I wouldn't invite you to sleep over and make out as just a friend either. Like
we did meet on Hinge, and that's always in the back of my head. Like, we met on a freaking dating app.
I don't think you would be crazy for thinking that you guys are dating. Like, to me, it sounds
No, we're definitely not dating. Like, I've dated guys since I've known him.
Right.
Do you tell him about those guys?
Well, we don't have that type of relationship. Like, we really, like, I feel like we hang out and we have fun, but it's always very surface level. Like, I know nothing about his relationship past or, like...
When you guys are talking... Not about sports, because you say you talk not about sports like once a week. You're not. What are you talking about?
I feel like we just make fun of each other. I don't know if we've ever had a serious conversation. Like, even if he texts me saying like, "Oh, I think you're really pretty," I'll like do like a vomit emoji. Be like, "Can you go back to being mean to me, please?"
He texts like, you know, "I think you're really pretty,"
and you do a vomit emoji.
But like as a joke, it's like we like to give each other like crap. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
I'm
hold
like,
on,
like,
how
like, go mean to me again?
Give me the joke involved with. I think you're really pretty. How is that taken as a joke?
I don't know, because I'm so used to us making fun of each other that when like he's nice, I'm like, this is weird. Like, you know what I mean?
Give me an example of how you make fun of each other.
We just like roast each other, like about like everything.
Is it basketball adjacent? Is it
sometimes and sometimes it's not.
Is it about being from Staten Island? Is it about being from Philly? Like, if you don't know,
like,
because right now it feels like you guys know nothing about each other.
You're probably right. We probably don't. It's like very like surface level.
Do you like, want to get to know him on a non-surface level, in a non-surface level way? Or you like what you have?
I think I like what we have. Like, I think us being together, that's like not a thing. I just don't know if like he wants to hook
hold
up
on,
with
hold
friends.
On. You're this is kind of I think there's like, I feel like my parents asking me in middle school about a relationship that I'm about a woman I'm talking to in middle school. And I don't mean that you sound middle school-ish. I think this is like very much in the vein of dating and technology, where it's like we have these people that you text with. You're like, I don't even know why I'm texting with this person. Mm-hmm. More than they're just another text to my phone that keeps me busy throughout the day. There's people we DM with. There's meme people we have. And you go, and if you don't ever ask what this is, then you could go forever just being two meme people who like basketball together. But I don't think, like, let's say a guy walks into the bar in Hoboken tomorrow and you're like, this guy's unbelievable. He asked you on a date. You guys have chemistry. You go out. What are you doing with this guy?
I mean, I've dated people since I've known him. I'll answer like his memes, but that's really it. I wouldn't hang out with him in person.
To me, that means this person means nothing to you.
I feel like maybe he feels the same way. Maybe we both are just like, I can take it or leave it. But I also
but
just,
forget
like,
about him. Alicia, I can't talk to him. Like, I understand what you're saying. Listen, there are people that I DM text with that I want, and I think about it sometimes where I'm like, there are people that I've DM text with in the past that I had a similar relationship to what you have with this guy, where it's like, yeah, we text every now and again. He's not in something, she's not in something, I'm not in something, he's not in something. And it meant nothing. And then they went and got married and they disappeared. Now there's someone I see on Instagram and I stay away from and don't talk to anymore. So life moves on at a certain point. It doesn't have to today. And you could go on this trip. I'm sure you guys would make out on the trip. I'm sure it'll be okay. I don't know. I don't know if I want to spend time of my life. And that might be because I'm 38 and at a different phase. But you have to decide, like, you are putting energy into this. And
yeah,
it's got to be something to you. There's no us to me.
That's
with you and him.
I think you need to figure out what you want out of this thing because it just seems like you're very reactionary to whatever. You're kind of like, I'll go either way, it seemed like a very cool girl, and I think you might almost be too cool. Like, you're too like, you know we'll make out and talk about sports and you can text me or not. Or I mean, to me, I could understand why, if he's texting you that he thinks you're really pretty and you're sending a vomit emoji, that he might be like, okay, she's not really into this either. So I think if you are into it, which it sounds like you are kind of, it, because to me, the fact that you wrote into the show, you're coming on the episode, maybe a little more invested than you're letting on. And I think that's like maybe it's a very vulnerable thing to say, or to put yourself out there to say, like, I'm open to trying this out. We have a good time together. Like, I'd like to get to know you on a deeper level. And I could see how you're like, that's so far away from anything that we've talked about or such a different level. But if you're going to date, which again, I'm not sure if you want, that would be the next step, I think, is getting
right
to that level.
We can't tell you how to feel or tell you to do something. Like, you know, if I know you came here wondering, why is he asking you? And I think, you know, he's probably in the same. It sounds like you guys are in the same exact boat of like, if they made a move, if they were more vulnerable, maybe I'd be more vulnerable. It's mm-hmm.
It's a standoff.
It does feel like a standoff. And, you know, when you say like, well, he's in Philly, I would never even entertain it. You're entertaining it. Every day you text with him is an entertainment of it.
Yeah, but I think it's different in entertaining something like in a fun way than like in a relationship way. Because I think there maybe might be like one or two qualities about him that like, if it was like, you're my boyfriend, I wouldn't like. Like, I don't know. Like he has like 12,000 followers on Instagram. I'm like, okay, why do you have 12,000 followers on Instagram? That's crazy to me. Like, you know, things sure. like that. I'm just like, you know, or like, I don't know.
But that's like, I mean, you know, if this is fun for you, you know, is this currently as it is fun for you?
I think so. I think the only thing that put it more on my mind is him asking me to go, because I think I was so set on like, oh my God, we're definitely friends now, after he asked me to look at the girl's Instagram.
See, to me, you're never friends. You're to me, there's no such thing as friendship in this. You're someone he's attracted to that gives him attention. I don't think you're going to be at his wedding with the woman that he marries. I don't think you're going to be Auntie Alicia to his future kids. I don't think you're going to be playing video games with him when you guys are 80 on rocking chairs as friend Alicia. I'm saying you two are using one another as kind of, you know, places to tread water of life while getting attention until life, you feel like continuing life again. And this is very much generational to me. I actually understand it completely, where you're like, I don't want to. And this is almost, this is like, I think like, you know, when millennials say we don't own houses, oh, we can't afford houses because of the millennial plight. But it's also because we don't like committing to anything. We don't want to be wrong about anything. We don't move anywhere. We stay, we go to play, we rent because we feel more comfortable with it. To me, you're renting attention with him. This is my interpretation, because I can't speak to him. I think he's doing the same with you. I think he's like, who am I going to go to the trip with? I don't want to go alone. I'd rather have a woman who I know will make out with me and sleeps in the same bed with me than nobody.
Yeah.
But he must have other options that are more of a thing than me, because I've had more other options that are more of a thing than him since I've met him.
Would you go to the Bahamas? So like, would you take him to the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Other options that are more than you have more problems to them. You offer no problems.
That's true. We're very fun.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. You want no. You've asked for no commitment. You've asked never asked what we are. You're the perfect woman to bring to the Bahamas. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I want to bring a woman who doesn't have a lot of questions to the Bahamas.
Yeah, who I've already vetted with this question. With this, tell me if you can find a picture of the cute girl I like.
Right.
You say I'll look. That to me means again, like. I'm actually not that surprised now that we're talking about it, that this Bahamas trip invite came directly after that conversation where he was like, that was like the problems test.
Right. She's cool with me talking about other women sexually while still being cool making out with me.
Yeah.
Perfect Bahamas date.
And are you okay? If you're okay with that and you are that cool,
right.
Which you might be, I definitely am not that cool, but if you're that cool.
And it's the way we're presenting this sounds more Uzi than I would think. Yeah. He,
but
and,
it's not
and
Uzi
it goes
if
both that, ways.
It's not Uzi if she's cool with it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you, I could never be that cool, but I would admire you if you are, but I'm not positive that you are. But if you are, I think then go have fun. Yeah. But I'm not really sure if I went
to the Bahamas.
I think the distance allows us to be cool. Because like,
you're letting
it's like
that
what you don't know won't hurt you type thing. You know, well, so I can do whatever I want. He doesn't know about it. He does what he wants. I don't really, unless he texts me asking about it. But
sure. But like, Alicia, and I don't mean this to be judgmental or anything, but every time you speak for him, I have to assume you're speaking for yourself. Well, because when you say what I don't see doesn't make me feel bad, like you're protecting yourself, which I understand. We all do this. But like the idea that like Philly to Staten Island can't happen in this world. Oh my God, we're two aliens from two different planets. No, this can.
Right, you've already very been making
well,
it happen.
Yeah, you're doing it and on a certain level. So, I mean, I would, if I were in your position and a woman said to me, hey, Jared, I have a timeshare in the Bahamas. A woman that I speak to who lives in Philly was like, I want you to come to the Bahamas with me. I have a timeshare. I would want to get ahead and know what I'm getting into. And that's just me. I would go, hey, I know we've made out a few times. I enjoy your company. I enjoy our DMs. What are you expecting from this trip? From me? Are you expecting a friend to come? Are you expecting someone who you want to be intimate with? And these are hard things. I make it sound easy, well, but it's not.
Yeah.
But I would want to know.
The most serious conversation we've ever had.
Right, but this is the most serious trip you've ever taken.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This isn't the drive to Philly anymore. This is, we are going to another country together.
So yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I have to believe that you care on some level about like what the outcome is.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, I do like him, but it's also, but I'm not like, I like him, but I could also forget about him easily if I had to, you know what I mean? Cause we're not really anything right. Yet. It's like we hang out once every few months. It's like,
yeah. So to me, it's like, why not try it? Or like, why not try being a little more serious just to see, at least in the conversation.
But do you think he even is interested in me in that way? Cause I'm really confused if he even sees it like that or if he just views me as a friend.
I think he's interested in you in that way. Not
so,
a friend.
So do I.
I think when you say, you even said you go, I think he's so hot. You said he's hot.
Oh, he's so hot.
So I.
So he's so hot, and you like your conversations, and you have a lot of fun together.
And then
like,
he texts you. I think you're pretty.
12,000 Instagram followers, I guess.
I mean, to me, it doesn't have. It can be very small, and we'll see what happens. Or it could be a bigger conversation. To me. I don't, you know, I think things get complicated when sex gets involved, and that's why you guys are not complicated right now. But if
you're in the Bahamas, you're
bathing suits, he's likely, hot, he thinks you're pretty, you guys are a hot couple, other people coming up to you going, oh, the young couple, like you're gonna, these things will be answered on this trip, but I don't think he's inviting you because, you know, you guys are pals.
Okay. All right. I guess maybe if I do go on the trip, it'll also maybe.
Where are you at right now? Would you take the trip? Yes or no?
When he first mentioned it, I was like in my head, like, hell yeah, like 100% I'm down. But then like, I was thinking about it more. I'm like, is that weird? Like, I don't know how long he's going to go for. If I went, I'd only go for like 2 nights. Cause I feel like we're not cool enough to have like an extended like trip together. Like
I would text him if you want answers. If you want real answers,
yeah,
I would text him right now while on SOS with us.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Pick up the phone.
So much pressure.
I would text him. This is where it can get sexy. I would go, hey, I've been thinking about the trip.
Write down the. You can write it down and or type it up, and then we'll. And then we send it right after.
Send it right after. Then send us the screenshots because I want to see what he answers. Right. Use the laptop. Get out the paper and pen. I would text him, hey, I've been thinking a lot about this trip. How do you envision this going?
And he's 31. He's not like 15.
Right.
So it's not like he's not going to be like, whoa, serious. Like,
right. No, he's a fucking adult. I'm thinking a lot about this trip. ... How do you envision this arrangement working?
He's going to be like, I'll fly out on Tuesday. You meet me there.
Yeah. Like,
same bed. Are we friends? Are we friends who kiss? Like, you could even make it fun. Are we friends who kiss? Are we friends who sit on the beach together and get drunk and then sleep on the couch and sleep in the bed? Are we friends who take poops in front of each other and have sex? You know, I mean, like, bathrooms have to happen. Like, this is not just nothing. This isn't a trip.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't
your first couple's trip.
Right. Is it a barn door, sliding door, or is it a shutting door? I need to know for my pooping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it seems like you're so self-protective that you don't want to go there in case, like, it ruins what you have, or in the case it's not the answer that you want. It just seems like a little bit too protective. Like, it's better. Like you said, you're at the point where if it didn't work out, you're going to be fine. Why not? Like, this is the best time to like be real, right?
And if it didn't work out, I'll be fine. It's the best time to leave it because you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Or it's the best time to like enter in because now, you know, I don't know. I just think also like if time doesn't matter, then this is kind of what happens. I mean, but I think, I don't know. You want answers. You came to us. So. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you think almost like ask the question and then like, worst case scenario, like we just like don't talk anymore and it kind of is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's even a bad scenario for you. All right. Like, I don't know what you're losing. It doesn't seem like you care either way.
I truly don't feel like he doesn't cause me any like negative emotions.
Yeah, but
he
doesn't,
it's a low bar.
You're even. That's I mean, I don't know. Yeah, he's agreeable over text. Yeah, that's easy.
Okay,
let's say you text him right now. You text him, hey, I've been thinking a lot about this trip. How do you see this arrangement working? Give me kind of a play-by-play of how you see... Give me a play-by-play of how you see this weekend going. And then if he wrote back, I say we go to the beach, we go out for dinner, get a little drunk. That's how I see it. And I would write back, how would you feel about that?
That's what I kind of assumed would happen.
I mean...
he doesn't answer any of the questions.
Right. I guess that doesn't get us anywhere. I mean, that gets you back to kiss. I don't think this trip has to be you two moving in together, you two saying you're in a relationship. But I think this trip has to kind of acknowledge, like, we're two attractive people who are into each other going to the Bahamas.
Yeah. That's, like, not a small thing to go on a trip with someone.
And if you do think that if I can't see us being a thing, then the trip just shouldn't happen at all.
I wouldn't want to under-deliver for someone who might be bringing me on this trip to, like, take this to the next level, even though none of his actions to this date has shown that. I think, like, I don't know what his expectations are. Like, does he expect to, like, bring someone he's attracted to, hook up, and then go back to where you, like, let's say you guys hook up on this
that's
trip.
That's a good question.
Right. You go hook up on this trip and you come back and now you're the same as you were. Will you feel?
But now you've slept together.
Yeah.
I think I would feel more open, being a little bit more vulnerable with him afterwards. I think at least I would be able to convince myself that at least he likes me. Whereas right now I'm like, does he even like me? Am I going to sound stupid? You know what I mean?
I think that's the opposite way that you should go, because you're kind of saying, I need to wait until I'm more attached to tell him how I feel when it's going to hurt way more if it doesn't go the way you want. And I think the better move is to, like, now you're kind of like, cool. You're like not that attached to it in either way. Now's the time to really ask, because you're going to, if you want to protect yourself emotionally, you could say, like, if you're going to sleep together, that's going to make you more attached. You want to know, like, where his head's at.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's say he says he likes you on this trip. He's going to say he likes you on this trip. And then you get back and you've had sex and you've been more physical or wherever it goes. And then you get back and he goes, oh, you know, but Philly's so far away.
No, and it's true. Like, we probably, be able to see each other once a month, if that. Like,
well, you're now already making the excuses for him.
Yeah. to have a situation. But I'm also just trying to think out. So maybe the best thing to do is just not even go on the trip then.
I don't know. I can't tell you how to feel.
Yeah. I just think if you're going to be more vulnerable, be more vulnerable or upfront with how you feel before. Because after, I think that's what happens a lot of these times, where it's like, then the tables are turned and you're like, before you didn't care and now you're really invested. And now, like, it hurts way more when he's like, hey, I don't think this is going to really work out. So I think the time to do it is now. The time to say what sleeping with someone means to you is before you do it, if it means a lot to you.
Right. And that's the other thing, is like, you're saying right now to us that him sleeping with you on the trip, which at least show me he likes me. And I would say that doesn't mean that.
No, but not even that, but at least prove that we have this type of sexual chemistry, because we don't even know if we have that right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's very, very, like, buddy-buddy every time we hang out. You know what I mean? It's like, how could we even know if we liked each other if we haven't had, you know?
I kind of live in the world of, like, you would have been drawn to each other already if you had that. Like, yeah, it might be good sex experience, but it doesn't seem like you two are, like, jumping at each other's bones to begin with. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it would work like that. To me, he's keeping you around for this to happen at some point, and he doesn't care if it happens or it doesn't.
Yeah, and I guess maybe that's kind of, maybe we're both the same way, and that's why it just, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Neither one of us are initiator, maybe, I guess, or whatever, or cares to.
I feel like the long story short of this is, like, you forget him.
Right.
You kind of looking, taking a little bit of time to think about it on your own. Think about, what do you actually want? Because it doesn't really feel like you're 100% certain on what you want. And it's hard to, like, express yourself if you don't really know what you're expressing. So I would just take a while to, like, figure out what you actually want. Play out the scenarios. Play out how you would feel in all the different scenarios. And I think that will lead you to a place where, before you agree to this trip, you can discuss those things with him. And if you don't want to do that, then maybe you're right. Maybe you shouldn't go on the trip.
Okay, I think you're right. Like, I figure out for myself what I want before I even start thinking about, like, anything else.
Right, because I think it's very hard to approach someone and be like, well, what do you want? Like you said, it's the reveal versus the ask.
Right, if you like me, I like you. Right. It's a lot more, like, he's going to say the most agreeable thing. He's going to go, of course I like you. We DM. And then you can take that in different ways. You could take that as, oh, so I'll go on this trip and he likes me and we get physical and we like each other. And then he goes, well, I meant I liked you then and now it's different now. You know, I don't know. You're not. So if you say I like you and I, you know, if we go on this trip together, this is me kind of exploring what we could be. That's like a real thing.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not at that place yet.
Then I wouldn't even. Yeah. I would stop talking to this person.
Yeah. I think
we'd have a fun time.
But, okay, let's say you guys have a fun time on this trip, you have sex, and then he never talks to you again. Yeah, is that a fun time?
That wouldn't happen. We'd probably just go back to how we are now.
And would you be cool with that?
I think so. He's not in my life, in my face enough, I think, for me to like be as upset as if, like, if he lived in New Jersey and I saw him like once a week, then maybe it would be a different scenario. You know what I mean? But I think he's far enough that, like, I don't know.
I mean, if you feel that way, then go to the Bahamas and fucking have a good time. Like, if it's not going to affect you. Like, I, again, this is, you know, him, at that point, him liking you or not doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, I guess, I don't know.
I think a lot of guys out there would have sex with someone they don't necessarily like.
Yeah.
As sad as that sounds. But, I mean, or like in the terms of marriage, like in the terms of like and exploring what this could be. If just...
But you do think again, he sees me like in a sexual type way, like as more than just a friend?
Absolutely. Right. There's no question.
I feel like that was like the Hearst hurdle.
If you see him in that way too, I would stop with the vomit emojis. I'm just saying, like to me that,
right.
that
makes it's a mixed it
less
message.
To me that makes it less fun. Like,
oh,
if,
totally.
Like if you're gonna be like flirty and like,
I guess I feel insecure being too flirty with him because I'm just like I don't know.
It's a protection thing.
Yeah,
but I think that's something that like that is not serving you. Like it's protecting you maybe, but to what end? To the end of not being able to get to a more intimate level with someone.
Are you looking for a relationship?
Maybe. I don't know. I have a lot, like, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out, I think, my work life before, because I work almost 7 days a week. So I think if I had to be in a relationship, it'd have to be with someone who lives, like, in Jersey, probably.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the way you're thinking, then you don't want a relationship. Like, and that's okay to admit. Like, you know, right now you're saying, well, if they lived 7 inches away from me, then I would entertain the idea. Like, I don't know who you're going to find in within those parameters that you love. You know, I don't know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I just feel like the only way I'm able to see someone more than like once a week is if like they're able to like come to my bar and hang out while I'm working. So like, I feel like that's like, you know, obviously not going
to
happen.
Right. I don't know. That's getting ahead. Like to me, like you have a guy that you think is hot, that you enjoy your conversations with, that wants to spend more time with you. Okay, if I'm going to take my very precious time and spend it on you, I want it to be...
going somewhere.
Yeah, like, or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's a good way to look at it, actually. Yeah, you're right. Listen.
Yeah, and so to me, like, you're asking, like, again, you came on here to ask about what he's thinking, what he's doing, but I think the bigger, more interesting question is what you want.
Yeah, you're right. So right. I guess I have to take a long, hard think about that.
Well,
keep us updated. I would love to get the
Jared always says that no one situation is unique. That's why I'm like, they must have the answer for me. They've heard this before.
Listen, I we're going through all the options here. But you gotta have a feeling here too, you know. So I'm happy that you came on. This is a nice guy. I do want an update as well. Same. Like I want to hear what happens. I'm sure the audience that's watching on YouTube and listening on podcasts wants to hear what happens, and we're really thankful you came on, Alicia. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you for having me.
Of course.
And I hope I wasn't too scattered for you guys. Sorry.
No, you're perfect. I think you speak to a very specific time of life to a lot of people. So, and also a very specific situation that a lot of people find themselves in. I'm taxing with this person for what? And you never really think of it until you have to think about it.
Right. And the trip is a great... wait, little
time to think.
Time to think.
Right.
Situation. But thank you so much for coming on. And we'll be back on Wednesday with the next episode.
Boom.
The U Up podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Maddie Paul, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Maddie Paul. Be sure to follow at u.up.podcast on Instagram and send us your emails to uup@betches.com.
Betches.